As Wisconsin law stands now, an employer can refuse to hire a felon and be protected against lawsuits if the job the convict would perform is substantially related to the crime committed. For example, a bank could refuse to hire a bank robber as a teller. But the author of the bill that would allow across-the-board rejection of felons by employers says that exception is murky. Republican Representative Gene Hundertmark says employers need a clear-cut law.
Substantially relates is an ambiguous term that has forced both employers and human resource directors to make tough decisions between weighing a felon's rights and protecting the company and its employees. AB 353 is simply a bill about safety.
Hundertmark says businesses are forced to spend money defending against discrimination claims by felons. Another Assembly Labor Committee member called it being held hostage by convicts on the job. And Bill Smith of the Federation of Independent Businesses cites both money and safety as reasons to change Wisconsin's laws on hiring felons.
Small business owners support this legislation not because they choose to discriminate or unfairly deny employment opportunity to an applicant, but because they have an obligation and responsibility to their customers as well as those employed in their workplace.
According to state corrections figures, nearly 33,000 convicted felons are currently on probation or parole. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is opposed to a law that would bar them from gainful employment. Micabel Diaz-Martinez is administrator of the Equal Rights Division at DWD.
The ability to find a stable and adequate source of income upon release from prison is an important factor in an individual's transition from prison back into the community. It will be a shame that after spending millions of dollars of in taxpayers' monies in housing and educating ex-offenders, that upon their release, our employment laws will set them to doom and fail from the outset.
Diaz-Martinez suggests the proposed legislation is a solution in search of a problem, saying claims by felons in the workplace represent just 1% of all employment discrimination cases. Frank Polasek is a convicted felon, convicted 20 years ago of a drug crime. Polasek says he's been a state employee for 18 years since getting out of prison. Instrumental, he told lawmakers, in helping guards at Mendota Mental Health Institute with illegal drug interdiction. He says numbers about discrimination claims and lawsuits don't add up for him.
I hear a whole lot of stuff about statistics and this and that. I can't give you any statistics but me. Here I am. Now, do you want to fire me?
Opponents of the bill say it would increase recidivism because convicted felons would have no place to turn for money but back to crime. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.